Right now, time 8:30 from FM 95.7 KQWC Webster City. Right now, 62 degrees after low this morning of 56 here on Radio Hill. Well, time again for our Community Corner on this Monday morning. Pat Powers here with you live. And this coming weekend marks the start of another great season of entertainment at the stage of the WCCT. And that, of course, is the Webster City Community Theater. The Cafe Mocha Murders takes center stage for the next two weekends. I'm being joined this Monday morning by its director, Ann McLaughlin. Ann, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat. How are you this morning?
Not too bad this morning, Ann. So how's rehearsals been going on for this show?
As a first-time director, I have been so excited that things have been going well, and the magic of theater, the last week, everything has just come together, and we're ready to go and give the public a great show.
And you say this is your first time directing for a show?
Yes, I have been an assistant director a couple of times, including back in 2019 with The Trouble with Cats with Angela Rottering, and then last fall with Stephanie Hill doing Steel Magnolias. But this is my first time on my own. However, I do have the help of Sally Evans as my assistant director. So.
Of course, Sally Evans has done some wonderful work with the WCCT folk through the years. She's written some plays at one time, but now she's assisting you for this production of the Cafe Mocha Murders presented for the next two weekends.
Yes, yeah, she's great. I couldn't have had better help to set me on my way.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ann, let's talk about the background behind the show that's opening up this, I believe, Saturday night, the 4th of October?
Correct, yes. So Cafe Mocha Murders takes place in the fictional coffee shop, The Bean Shack, and it's a dark and stormy night, and there is a staff meeting going on, and the lights go out, and when the lights come back on, someone is dead. So it goes through the story of figuring out who done it, as well as how all of the characters build their relationships together, and how they all come together at the end to find out who murdered their boss.
I was doing some research before we did this interview this morning, and this is kind of a fairly new show presented on some community theater stages in the past, and I believe won some awards, if I'm not correct.
It is. The playwright is Deanna Strassi, and she is originally from Milwaukee, so not too far away from here. And this show won an award from the American Association of Community Theaters back in 2022, and there were six award-winning shows that year, and one of the other shows that won was the one that Loween did back in March, the of Men in Cars. So it's kind of fun to put on some new shows that people around haven't seen before.
Mm-hmm. Who's all in the cast?
The cast is, we have a couple of newcomers, Reba Stein, who is playing Ivy, and Kathy Oliver, who is only new to stage. She's not new to the theater. She's playing Beverly. And then we have Rachel Derrig as Soma, Jack Barner as Neil, Kevon Edwards as Ian, Gayette Grimm as Kathy, Amelia Oliver as Mel, Max Anderson as Ben, and Aiden Heyman as Eddie the Pizza Guy.
All right, so those are the cast members in this production of the Cafe Mocha Murders. And how's ticket sales so far for this?
Ticket sales are going well, but there are definitely tickets available. So, go ahead and you can go online to WebsterCityCommunityTheater.org and click the link to purchase your tickets. However, if you don't feel comfortable doing that and going online, you can give a call to the community theater, and I believe that phone number is 515-832-4456.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to check that out. You might want to look that up.
Well, I'm looking right now there, Ann.
Oh, good. Okay.
515-832-4456.
Okay,
get your tickets
good.
For the production
yeah.
of the Cafe Mocha Murders. Now, there'll be four performances, right?
There will be five.
Five,
yep.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We have three wonderful high school students who are all in marching band. So we will only be having five shows this year because this Friday there's a home football game. So they'll be out on the field and in the stands playing in the band. So we will just have this Saturday at 7, Sunday at 2, and then next week we will have Friday and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 2.
What you explained at the beginning of this interview, and there's the reason why there's no Friday show is because there'll be a football game, because some of the band members are involved with that, and they'll be marching along with the halftime and so on. So they'll be back in action for the first full night of entertainment coming up on the 4th of October. Now, this is the first of four plays this year for the Webster City Community Theater. Do you have the rest of the shows?
Yes. So I don't have the dates quite right.
Sure.
The first two weekends in March, which includes the last day of February, I believe, mm-hmm. we will be having 12 Angry Jurors, and that is directed by my cousin, John Marvel, and that's an adaptation of 12 Angry Men that will have some females in the jury. And then in April, and I believe it's the middle of April, Anne Blankenship is directing a two-woman show called The Roommates, and that actually takes place in Iowa City in present time. And then this summer, Lindsay Henderson and Karina Murray will be directing The Little Mermaid Jr.,
which I believe will be coming up in June, if I'm not mistaken.
I think so. June, I think it's going to be done before the 4th of July.
Because some of these are staff members with the schools. They want to have a little break away from the classroom. So the Little Mermaid Jr. coming up in June of 2025.
Yep.
But again, if you want to see some great entertainment for this weekend and next, head over to the Webster City Community Theater for the production of the Cafe Mocha Murders. And that's coming up this Saturday night, starting at 7, I believe.
That's correct.
And then 2 p.m. on Sunday the 5th. And then the final three performances will be that following Friday and Saturday. They will be at 7 o'clock both nights. It's Friday and Saturday. And then on Sunday the 12th, I believe, at 2 p.m. And that'll be it.
Yep.
Your chance to go see it. How much are the tickets again?
Tickets are $15 plus tax and seat fees.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Yeah.
So, again, get your tickets to come see the Cafe Mocha Murders. Anne McLaughlin, pleasure talking with you this morning. Let's get a full house for the next two weekends.
Thanks, Pat. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Come see the show.
Will do. Thanks, Anne. Have a great day now. You take care.
You too, Pat.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Anne McLaughlin from the Webster City Community Theater with their production of the Cafe Mocha Murders coming up this weekend. And next, again, the shows will be coming up this Saturday and Sunday at the WCCT. And then there will be more performances coming up. That will be on the 10th through 12th at Webster City Community Theater.